Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Lowe with this week's exclusive pregame video for the Patriots Game Day Live app. The Pats are getting set to host the Cleveland Browns at Gillette Stadium on Sunday, and I'm joined by rookie punter Ryan Allen. Thanks for joining us. Ryan, you were part of one of the real intense training camp battles at punter earlier this season, probably seems like eons ago, but now we're 3-4 months away from that. How do you feel about how your rookie season has gone, your first year in a Patriots uniform?
It's been a blessing to just be here, first and foremost. But I feel like up to this point, the season's gone well so far. I think our coverage unit's done a fantastic job on their part, and we're just working well as a unit. And I think first and foremost, that's the most important thing. But it's been up to this point, it's been good.
Your job is so keyed into what the weather is like. And here in New England, you know, we're now in December. We had that Denver game, which was intense wind. How do you deal with the week-to-week differences and you know, really leading right up to the game and during the game, assessing what the weather's like, what the wind is like, and how important is that in what your job really is?
It's just about working with the conditions that you have up until game time. I mean, out here we do get a lot of mixed weather scenarios, but we also get to practice them in a lot as well. So it gives us a lot of opportunity to get out there and hone in on our technique and our abilities. And that, at the end of the day, you just got to work with what you get and, you know, do it to the best of your ability.
Do you prefer the challenges that come with a game like that Denver game, or do you hope it's, hey, you know, 50 degrees, clear, and no wind?
You know what? I honestly like those type of games because it throws in another little element, and it makes up for a good game. It always does.
Yeah. Okay, as a punter, you know, you get to game day, sometimes a 1 o'clock game like this Sunday, sometimes a night game. What are some of your, you know, pregame rituals, pregame routines that maybe are unique and unique to your position?
You know what? I'm not a very superstitious guy. I have my typical routine that I get once I get to the stadium. I spend lots of time on my iPod. I listen to lots of music before the game. Go out a few times to just check the weather, check the field, and kind of go through my progression a little bit on pregame and during pregame. But other than that, yeah, no real superstitions. You know, one higher sock or lucky boxers or briefs or anything like that. Nothing superstitious.
What's the one song in the iPod that has to be played before you take the field?
Probably "Sail" by AWOL Nation. Probably.
Right. That's probably right. It. Well, sometime maybe in the 12-1 range on Sunday, that's what you're going to be listening to as you get ready to face the Browns. Thanks a lot for joining
us. I appreciate that.
Thank you. All right, Ryan Allen joining us as he and the Pats get set to host the Cleveland Browns. You know, the Pats offense obviously hopes that they're successful and don't need Ryan to appear on the field all that often, but he is ready for action on Sunday. This game could be an AFC East clincher for the Patriots. A win over the Browns, a loss by the Miami Dolphins, and the Pats, with three games to go after Sunday, would be the AFC East champs once again. Of course, they're not looking at that big picture. They're just trying to get a victory over the Browns. And one way to do that would be stopping Josh Gordon, one of the league's absolute breakout stars this year. The Browns' second-year wide receiver is the first receiver in NFL history to have back-to-back games with 200 receiving yards at least. That's what he's taking into this game against the Pats. Of course, the Browns' quarterback situation has been very much up in the air. The Pats have had to prepare for four quarterbacks on the Browns' roster all week. On the Patriots' offensive side, Stephen Ridley did not play against Houston last week after fumbling in three straight games. A lot of questions as to what his role will be against the Browns. Will he be active? Will he play? Will he be on the sidelines once again? The Pats do have some healthy running backs in Shane Vereen and LeGarrette Blount as well, so we'll see what kind of role Ridley has on Sunday. The Pats and Browns here in December, week 14 of the NFL season. Enjoy the game, everyone.